T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 203 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday afternoon to you. Beningo and Roberts in the afternoon. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 6 o'clock, of course. Big Mike Francesa will come your way. Tommy Lugauer on the other side of the glass on Hudson Street. Ernie Acosta at home in Yonkers. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio. Nobody, 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 and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Absolutely nobody. Bro, how are you today?
I'm good, my friend. I'm good. I'm excited. We're going to talk for the first time to Carlos Delgado. I don't think we've ever had him on.
Carlos Delgado.
Yes.
Well, how about that?
I don't remember Carlos doing a lot of interviews
David
back
Wells,
in the day.
Carlos Delgado. God. Bro, God knows who's next. Who's next? I can only imagine.
Who's next is Paul O'Neill. He'll join us a little bit later on as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then John Sterling also will join us.
Uh-huh. So right.
We got a group today. A very eclectic mix of baseball guests throughout the show. And, of course, I know the thing you're looking most forward to, and that is day two of the Bracket of Pain.
Day two of the Bracket of Pain.
And I'm going to warn you, one of the participants today is extra, extra painful.
Okay.
Painful for me, painful for you.
I understand the pain. I'm geared for pain, bro.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
I get it. We'll get to that later on. The question is, many years from now, when we're looking back at baseball history, the way we've looked at baseball history throughout the last few weeks, will the Arizona plan be a footnote of an idea that never happened? Or will the Arizona plan that got leaked out last night by our old buddy Jeff Passan, who doesn't talk to us anymore, will that... Now, you're right. It's not his fault, obviously.
No.
There's a few guys who fit that bill of we used to be friends with them, and now they can't talk to us.
Yeah, we used to love you, but it's all over now. I understand.
Yes.
The old Rolling Stones song.
That's right. Will the Arizona plan actually happen? Or is it just something to distract us in the middle of April? And I got to tell you, I have no idea. Because when I first read the Arizona plan, my reaction was, I think the reaction a lot of people have, which is to just sit there and, you know, kind of poke holes in everything and say, this can't happen, this can't happen, this can't happen, this can't happen. But here's the truth. If we get baseball this season, if we get basketball this season, if we get hockey this season, it is going to be very, very different. It is going to be in a way in which we're not used to. And so the more I thought about the Arizona plan, sure, I could sit here today on April 7th and talk about how unrealistic it is and how it'll never happen, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe in the middle of May, Joe, this plan is actually going to be the way we see baseball in 2020. And here's the truth. If we can get baseball in 2020, even if it's in 10 different facilities in Phoenix, Arizona, if it can be done in a safe way,
right.
Sign me up, because it means we have baseball.
Yeah. You know my feeling on all of this. I'll believe it when I see it. You know, when I actually see this happening, when I see tomorrow's opening day, here we go. You know, wherever these games are being played, Arizona, you know, all over the place there. then I'll believe it. I mean, until then, we could speculate. I've said this before. I mean, we could speculate forever about what we think is going to happen. They could tell us there's a certain plan. They're going to execute the plan. But, I mean, I don't. What do we really know, bro? You know what I mean?
The one thing I do know is that if you're Rob Manfred and you're Adam Silver, you have to think of things like
this. Well, you have to think of it. But, I mean, I just don't think the problem is there's no hard, concrete date that you can say, okay, we're starting this date. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the problem right now to me.
To your point, even if all of a sudden guys are being shipped out to Phoenix, Arizona, and they're beginning a two-week spring training, even
which
if
there
that,
would be. Which there
of
would
course,
be.
Of course. Even at that moment, I'd be excited, but I'd be skeptical. Even in that moment, I'd say, boy, they're getting close, but is this thing actually going to happen?
Right. Until you see them actually throwing that first pitch on whenever that opening day is, you know, we'll say June 1st. Let's just throw a day out there. We can only hope it is. You know, I'm skeptical about that. But if it was June 1st, let's go. Until we see that happening, you know, it's just very hard. I mean, I understand they got to, you know, all the commissioners and all the powers that be in the various sports have to sit down and try to figure out some kind of contingency plan going forward. And I'm sure they're racking their brains in their various, you know, wherever they're quarantining themselves these days, but wherever home or wherever they are, Florida, wherever you are. But, I mean, you know, until I see it happening, until we're seeing them play, who knows?
I think this is one of those things, like you said, you have to think about. But I think the reason something like this is leaked is to kind of test how people are going to react to it.
Right. And I think also to give feeling – and look, I'm all for this – to give people a positive feel, you know, because I think that's a big part of it. I mean, I want to feel that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, which I think there is.
Yeah.
You know, we keep hearing this supposedly, and who knows anything. But, I mean, you know, if all the experts say this is the peak week, I've even seen where maybe it's starting to tone down a little bit in New York and New Jersey. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
But, I mean, you do want to hear positivity. And, look, at least if you hear that the, you know, that the, let's say in this case Manfred is coming up with some kind of a plan, look, we got an idea. Even if we're playing, even if all baseball's played, let's say, in Arizona this year, you know, which I'll believe that too when I see it, you know, until I see it, you know, I got to be a little skeptical. I want to see it happening. You know, that's where I'm at.
But
I get that they have to be getting themselves ready with ideas. Okay, what do we do?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because realistically, they are not just opening up the gates in a month and a half at every baseball stadium in America. That's not happening.
No.
So if we get a baseball season, it's going to have to be different. And if something like this happens, and of course I'm skeptical. I think all of us are, like you said, until that first pitch is thrown. But if this is the way we're going to get baseball, I'm game. As long as it can be done in a safe way, as long as we're not taking resources away from people who need it, if you could pull that off, I think we'll get used to the fact that every baseball game is played in Arizona.
Now,
I don't necessarily think you can play baseball games in Arizona at 2 o'clock in the afternoon local time because it'll be about 115 degrees.
Right.
You know,
right.
When you're doing it at Bank One Ballpark or now it's Chase Field, you could do it at all times.
You could do it, right.
That's
right.
Fine. But when you play in spring training facilities, and as we know, it gets rather hot in Phoenix, Arizona, you may, and I think this is kind of cool if they could pull this off, you may have to play 8 a.m. baseball games in Phoenix, which for us is an 11 a.m. first pitch.
Right.
And it would be different.
Wouldn't be bad.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all. And think about it. If all these baseball players and families are all quarantined in their homes, in their hotels, really, then what's the difference if you start a game at 8 a.m. or 8 p.m.? You know, it really doesn't make a difference. It's not as if you're doing something else.
Yeah.
So,
Again, it's going to be a total. Maybe in every season, football, every season is going to be totally different. I mean, even if it goes off, you know, we talked about golf and all the different the way they're talking about the Masters in November and Wingfoot here for the U.S. Open in September. I mean, all of this is so different.
It is.
You know, I even think, what is it, the Kentucky Derby, I think, is like supposed to be in September or October, right? Isn't that too?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so. It's all, you know.
But you know what? As different as it is, and look, we're taking the leap of faith when talking about start times and whatnot, or this happening, that this could actually be pulled off. And like I mentioned, the first time I read it, you know, I'm looking at it saying, oh, there's a problem, there's a problem, there's a problem.
Right.
If they could pull it all off, all right, I think by game three, especially guys like you and me, I can't speak for casual fans, but for diehard fans, we're going to be into it.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be weird, but we'll accept it.
Right. We're going to be at the look. I'm going to be at the regular season Met games no matter where they are.
Right.
I mean we're going to be into them. They could be playing them in Puerto Rico. I mean, wherever they're going to play them, who knows? We're going to be into it. I don't think we're going to see baseball in New York for a long time. I honestly wonder if we would even see baseball in New York this year.
Well, I
wonder about.
This is a goal from my heart more than it is maybe the reality of it.
Right.
But if you could play a full baseball season in Arizona, okay, condense the schedule, starts in June.
Right. You never play. Obviously, you're not going to play 162.
Not 162.
But at least a representative baseball season, I understand.
No question. My dream would be that the teams that make the playoffs get to open up the postseason in their buildings, because now we're talking about October. We're talking about a time on the calendar that does feel realistic, and I can only imagine, and I'll use the Yankees as an example only because they're better than the Mets, even though you never know. Baseball is a crazy sport. Mets have a chance to be good this year. If the Yankees win the American League East playing in Arizona and their first game at Yankee Stadium is October 12th, that place is going to be more electric than it's ever been.
But that would be something. I would sign for that. If you told me that they're going to play the regular season, everybody's playing in Arizona, maybe even a couple of, who knows? Maybe they're playing in Florida. Maybe, who knows? I don't know. Who knows where? But let's say that's the case. And then the playoffs are going to be back in the home ballparks of the teams that are in it. Well, that would be something.
And that's the dream.
I would sign for that. I mean, I think everybody would sign for that.
No doubt. And I think that's certainly a little bit more realistic, because now we're talking about the middle of October.
Right.
We're talking
about
a time on the calendar that, you know, maybe we can pull something like that off. But if we're going to have, and again, look, we said it at the beginning. You're skeptical. I'm skeptical. We're all skeptical. But I commend Major League Baseball and every sport for thinking. You can't spend all of April just burying your head. You got to think if you run a league, what are our options?
Hey, look, right now, we're seeing it from the top of the government on down. I mean, you got to be thinking. You got to be trying to think 25 steps ahead of everything right now. So, I mean, they have to. These people, you know, in baseball have to be coming up with some kind of contingency plan. And like I said, I would take that. If you tell me a regular season, no matter how many games it is, and I think June 1st is probably being a little optimistic.
Right.
I would say.
Right.
I would say June 1st, beginning of the season. If we're playing baseball by July 1st, I say, you know what? Let's go. I'll take that.
Sign me up.
I'll take that. Now, if it's all in Arizona and then they play the playoffs in the regular ballparks, I think that would be off the charts.
And you do have to get creative with these start times, because you can't have a 2 o'clock game in Phoenix when it's 115. But maybe that means we get morning baseball.
But one good thing for us, I mean, especially if we're still home doing this, which is a very good chance we're going to be.
Sure.
If they start these games at 11, 12 o'clock at night, you know, a Met game starting that hour or whatever it is, it isn't going to be that big of a deal for us at this point.
No, I know.
I mean, you know, we'd be up till 2 o'clock in the morning watching these games. So,
or a 10 a.m., 11 a.m. game.
Well, that's even better. The 10 a.m., 11 a.m. game. Can you imagine like the 10 a.m. game when the games are ending as we're coming on?
Yes. I know.
That would be interesting, too.
It'd be crazy, and we admit this is a best-case scenario.
Well.
But I think this is the most realistic way we get any sort of closeness to a full season. And for anybody, because we've talked about this before, look, we've had weirdnesses in sports with strikes and work stoppages and split seasons of 1981 that we saw.
Yep.
If they play 130 games in Phoenix, Arizona, it's legitimate.
Yeah,
I mean, they'll be a real world champion. Right. I know as a Met fan, and I think Yankee fans.
I'm shocked if they get 130 games in, bro. I think that's very, very aggressive thinking that.
It is aggressive, and I think the only way
that's
they'd
a lot of games.
There's two ways they'd be able to pull off a number as close to 130, and that would be doubleheaders and stretching the regular season into the middle of October. Which, hey, for Arizona, you could do. Obviously, if you're opening a ballparks on the East Coast, it's a problem in November, even though I'm open to it.
Right.
But, look, I don't know if it's going to happen, but that's the thing. We're sitting here on April 7th, and just think about
speculation.
Of course, but think about the way the world looked on March 7th.
Yeah.
Things are changing so quickly, and so if you're a commissioner of any of these sports, you've got to think about the possibilities. I don't know if this is going to be our future. I don't know if this is the way we're going to have a 2020 baseball season, but I'm glad they're thinking about it. And if they could pull it off in a safe way that doesn't take resources away from the people that need it, of course I'm in. It's a baseball season. Let's go.
Well, like I said, I'm all for that if that's the way it plays out. let me know when it happens, because I will believe all of this is going to go down when I'm seeing that first pitch, when we are all cleared of everything here.
No, you're right.
And bro, I wonder, man. I just don't know. You know, I don't know. And I think anybody to speculate, and I understand that, you know, Manfred and company have to do that. I get it. And any of the commissioners have to do that. But, well, who knows, man? You know, I just don't know.
Oh, no, John.
And that's the worst part of all. You know, any other, all the other situations that we've had, if you 9/11, whatever it was, you know, there was kind of an end date. You know, you could put a date on it. Okay, we're coming back at this specific time. You know, we could do that. With this, they're just—it's impossible. Who knows? And that's the crazy thing about all this. You can't put a specific date on it and say definitively, okay, June 1st. You just don't know.
No, and you're right. And even when or if a spring training started, like you said, I'd be skeptical until the thing started.
Right. That's actually right.
Going to be able to pull it off.
That's right. That's right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.